Was Dad always an evil warlord?
Okay, well, here it is. I got swept up. He had so many plans. He was so ambitious. He said he wanted to conquer the world. It must have been. I thought it was a figure of speech. But if I had never met Garmadon, I would have never had you.
You thought Mother had a lot of metaphor and allegory in there. You know, wait till you talk about these Lego movies, man. Mm-hmm. These Lego movies got some deep themes going on in there. And Lego movies, well, Legos themselves are very popular. And Lego movies are very popular. I mean, everybody's making Lego movies now. See, we got our own Lego movie that we have, that we had play at our anniversary party. Yeah, the Corey Goodwin Lego Adventure, whatever.
Corey Goodwin's kidnapped.
Look at all these people I attracted with my dope mascot skills.
You know, why don't we get that on the big screen right there?
I don't know, man. I'll take it.
He did a new one today?
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
No, I didn't see it.
It's great. It's about 5 minutes. That's why I thought it was too long. But oh. Watch it.
Well, maybe we'll watch it after the show. You know, after we're done. Yeah, we got a guy who makes, everybody loves making Legos. One of the cool things about making Legos, or Lego movies, is that so many people, children and adults, they make these movies because they can pick the Legos up. We have this technology where people can do stop motion very easily now. And all these people are making Lego interpretations of everything. It's kind of a beautiful thing, really, when you think about it. But no matter how many Legos movies are out there, they're not quite reaching that complex level and that budget of the Warner Brothers Lego movies. You know, maybe one day some of these kids will have to direct these small Lego movies. They'll be up there. But they do hope that until then, they just keep churning these Lego movies out until they get their turn. And chances are you will, because Legos are very profitable for Warner Brothers, and they got a lot of properties to make out of Legos. Oh, no, it ain't done yet. If you hate Lego movies today, you know what? You might as well move to Mars or something, because it ain't stopping right now.
I mean, sure, the live-action movies might not be favorite, but, hey, we can always make a Lego version.
Or, actually, you know what? You make a point, Martin. I mean, we really haven't had a good Batman movie since the Christopher Nolan movies. Up until we had a Lego Batman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the new way. Maybe it takes Legos to rejuvenize a franchise.
To show you how to do it.
To show you how to do it. The little Lego mans out there. Show you how it's done. And what we have here, look, that's what I'm talking about. Because now we got some of the biggest things out the way. Legos themselves, some of the properties that they picked up. But now a lot of people are like, well, unless you're a kid, you got people like me talking about, okay, I know Batman, I know Lego, but what the hell is a Ninjago? You know, that sounds like some racist shit.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah, it sounds like Lego code for nigga, you know?
Right, it's somehow nigger and jigaboo got smashed together.
And actually built one out of Lego. Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to give it a chance because these movies have had a great track record. And with this one, they get the big name stars in there. They have the real fast action, the fast paced comedy and humor that's going on. This is no different. In this film, you have, now it has nothing to do with the other Lego movies, except some of the elements of live action at first, and then the movie being told through the eyes of a kid who loves Legos. I guess they didn't do that with Batman, but they did that with the first Lego movie.
Right.
They kind of returned to form with that here. And you have a city where, you know, it's a crazy city like you kind of saw in the Lego movie, but they have ninjas to protect the city, and they need ninjas because there's one man out there. What's his name? Gilgado, whatever.
Garmadon.
Garmadon just attacks the city every day, and people are tired of it. And there's one guy out there. People say, you know, it's bad enough that the city's being attacked by the most vile villain out there. But can't his son do something? His son lives amongst us. His son is going to school with my kids. Can't you go and tell your daddy to stop fucking up the city? Well, that could possibly happen if Garmadon wasn't such a deadbeat parent.
Hey, Mom, can we talk about Dad?
What's my name?
When you guys got together, was Dad always an evil warlord?
Okay, well, here it is. I got swept up. He had so many plans. He was so ambitious. He said he wanted to conquer the world.
He was a bad boy. You know, he wasn't he was an asshole.
She was sprung.
Yeah. Even Lego chicks love assholes. She said she was sprung. Yep. So many nice Lego men in that city, and she chose the most evil one to get knocked up by. And look what it did to their poor son. He's shunned by society because he's a nice kid, but your daddy's evil, and we don't know when you're going to lose your fucking mind to
him. I'll wait for the story to pop up to where he's not his real son because he got blonde hair, and neither of them do.
Well, he's got white hair because of the stress that he has to live, knowing that his daddy is the biggest asshole in the world. Now, I will say this about the Ninjago version of the Lego movies we have out there. Warner Brothers needs to settle down a little bit because they're getting a little too Lego crazy. You know, with this, they really are starting to exploit these little toys. I mean, because when you go to Ninjago, now I don't know if this is based on another property or whatever. To me, it just seemed like they reached deep.
There used to be a show.
Did it?
No, I think it was. I thought this was, when I first heard the title, I thought it was going to be, what was the one, Bionicle or something like that? That's what I thought this was going to be. But then they're like, oh, Ninjago. What the hell?
Yeah. I remember Ninjago stuff coming on Nickelodeon on Saturday mornings.
Okay. Okay. Then, you know, and see, I had never seen it. So I was just kind of like, wow, you know, no big properties that they're going to. They're reaching really deep into the toy box for this one right here.
Because they're going into that catalog.
Okay. That's what I thought. Because I didn't know. Because I was like you said, I was just kind of like, God damn, give Bionicles a chance at this point. You know, they ain't doing nothing with them, which is a Lego property, by the way, an extension of it. But. See, I can understand the Lego movie and why it is successful. You know, the Lego movie just surprised everybody with its humor and with its clever story. And most people were just like, wow, you did it. You made an entertaining movie out of Legos.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was possible. With the success of that, they went on to the Lego Batman movie. And, I mean, come on, that's Batman. You know, Batman can sell anything.
Yeah, but we've seen people fuck up Batman, too.
Yeah, that is true. No, that is.
Yeah, Batman is not a safe bet.
No, he is not.
He's no longer in the 90s.
Like I said, that little toy Batman showed up Ben Affleck so bad. And, you know, and some people say it was a better Joker than Jared Leto that we had in that movie, too.
Yeah, I think everybody except one person says that.
Yeah, except Jared Leto. Jared Leto will tell you, too.
Your son.
Oh, my, that kid.
No, yeah, Wallace.
We had a boy that came in here, and he's 16, don't know what he's talking about, bless his heart. Jared Leto is the best Joker, okay? I'm like, you poor bastard. You need a father in your life. But with the Lego Ninjago, I hadn't heard of that before, and I'm feeling like, well, of course, if I hadn't heard of it, then, you know, who gives a shit?
You know? It doesn't exist. Surely it's nothing. Yeah. It doesn't have an object in permanence. It's like if something disappears, and oh my God, where'd it go?
No, I just felt like, you know, maybe there, that they just go, it went to show me that this is probably steering towards a more kid-friendly movie because it's more of a kid property.
Right. Yeah, and it definitely feels like that as you're watching it at points, for sure.
No, it does. It does, because the reason why the Lego movie works so well, as we said, it is the writing. Mm-hmm. And it is the characters that you have. Every character in the Lego movie has their moment. And there's a lot of characters. Mm-hmm. But every character in there has their moment to shine. They have something funny to say. They have something really, they have funny business to do.
They have a purpose.
And they all have a purpose. I don't think that is the case with this particular movie. And that's what I'm talking about, where it steers more kid friendly, because immediately you notice that the ninja teen themselves are made up of teenagers, and they feel like the ninja version turtle of these ninjas here, of teenagers. You know, these are teenagers that were written by adults, and they're doing things that adults think are cool for teenagers to do.
I'm a DJ.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Like, that is their special skill.
And I'm a robot
doing trendy teenage things.
I'm a teenage robot.
So ninja.
Fire mech ignited.
All right, take it away, sis.
Water mech. Ready and standing by. Thanks.
Come on. Your turn, buddy.
Ice mech. Loading. 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 Loading.
Ready, Jay?
Yeah, I got this. Lightning mech. Ready. Wait, no, not ready. Ready.
Cole, you want to kick Armand's butt?
Earth mech.
Turntables at 33 1/3 RPM.
Ready and standing by. Ray ninja. Ready and standing by.
You know, and it's like, you get it because the kids love the DJs and the turntables.
Like EDM. It's like
an
EDM show
with my
Lego
movie.
DJ Lego.
Yeah. It's really hip and happening.
I know they did about 8 years ago. I don't know about now so much.
No, Mart, it's dope. It's fresh.
It's weird at that.
Do I have to spell that out with Legos for you, Mart? The kids love the turntables.
You couldn't afford it. Legos are expensive as hell, man.
They really are, man.
I don't know how to get to be a kid's toy. You ever go to like buy something for another kid? You're like, shit, how much? They're getting coloring books.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They're getting gum from the concession aisle. Here you go.
Motherfucker, you getting wooden blocks.
Yeah. Wooden blocks.
Yeah. But they don't stick. Here's some glue. Shit. I'm not paying for this.
It's a popsicle.
Because the Legos I grew up with, they weren't tailored for ninjas or Batman. They were just random colored blocks, and you had to put something together. And in your brain, that was a Batmobile, and you live with it.
No, that was it. Yeah.
Yo, Batmobile's rainbow color.
Yeah. Man, you know, it was. Yo, Martin is right. Back in the day, Legos were cheap. When I bought Legos, kids used to eat Legos, and parents be like, "Don't worry, we'll get you another one."
Right?
It's in my shit. No, don't worry about flushing. We'll get you another one.
Giving out his McDonald's toys.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Now today, your kid ask you for a Lego Death Star.
Shit.
You got to think about your car payment.
Yeah. Second mortgage.
Yeah. Can I move into that goddamn Death Star?
It's coming out your college fund. I'm letting you know that.
Son, I'm not leasing a toy for you.
Yeah. If you go to the Lego store, they just push the kids out because can't no kid afford that.
That was the funny thing about the Lego movie, the first one, where the dad had his own special Legos, and the kid was like, how come I can't play with those? It's like, because you ain't got a job.
Because you ain't got a job. Shit, when you go into a Lego store, you got to like have a payment plan. it's something where I like what they're doing with this world. And yeah, and these teenagers here, they're fun. As you saw there, you know, they had one that was kind of clumsy and nervous. They're fun, but they're not really characters. Although you talking about the robot, Zane, I like that character. Just that was one of the first moments that I actually got a good chuckle in the movie, because he's trying to convince the whole team that he's not a robot. He's just, hey, look at me, I'm just an average teenager doing teenager shit. And you know, and then he'll slip up and describe something in a very robotic way.
Hello, fellow teenager.
Zane, hey.
Man, my mom is on my case all the time. She's all.
You know, I saw that, and I'm gonna tell you something. In the movie, I was because I saw early on a pattern that is now kind of obvious. Yeah, and I didn't want to laugh. Sorry. I want to sit up there and say, you ain't getting me, you ain't fooling me. And there were moments where I was just pushing snot because I was trying to fight back a laugh, like, and that was the one where I finally just let it go. I said, you know something, there is a formula here, and because they don't, you know, the things that they are doing are not really, again, that clever. Like, why is Zane a robot? Who was voiced by Zach Woods from Silicon
Valley. Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah. Why is he...
Two guys from Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Why is he a robot? You know, they don't explain it other than, hey, it's just a joke. Which can be funny sometimes, but again, it doesn't really give him that much character. It just gives him a gag.
Well, I guess I'm kind of confused because ninjas are Chinese, but then giant mechs are Japanese?
Ninjas are Japanese.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what, Martin? Here's the thing in the movie. Everything is Asian.
Yeah.
Everything is Asian themed.
Yeah.
But they only got one Asian guy.
I know. And he's Chinese. So, like, we end up in Japan. I'm like, yo, man, y'all can't be grouping them together like that.
They got Jackie Chan in there because
that's why it was throwing me off the whole time. Yeah. Like, where is this?
You know why? Because, look. I know it's Legos, and maybe we're getting too deep, but they're all white Legos. No, not core, they're yellow. No, they are white Legos. And the only one that's true to his color is Jackie Chan, because he's the only true Asian in there living up to that yellow color that he got, because they make him not only the only Asian guy in there. It's funny because all the white voices and characters get to do all the cool Asian shit, like get a giant robot, you know, get that anime hair.
Well, technically, Kumail Nanjiani is Asian.
I guess so, but you know what I'm talking about. We're thinking about we ain't talking about that brown Asian.
Oh, yeah, Olivia Munn's in this too. She's half Asian.
Is she half Asian?
Yeah. She's his mother, Coco.
Okay, we get 1.5 Asian people that are authentic. And Jackie Chan, you know, whenever you need like an old Asian stereotype, even if you a Lego, you get Jackie Chan.
Well, yeah, the guy who did Aku's voice is dead, and yeah. Pat Morita, Mr. Miyagi's dead. Yeah. So Jackie Chan has moved up yeah. in the queue. No, no.
Jackie Chan killed. Jackie Chan killed them.
Possibly yeah.
snapping necks. But we'll get back to Jackie Chan in a little bit. What you got here is that I'm a little, you know, I like the Lego movies, but now it's beginning to feel not just because I don't know the property of Ninjagos, but it's beginning to feel like, okay, we want to fill out with the audience just how many Lego properties we can bring up, how many franchises we can apply Legos to, because mm-hmm. This one feels like not that inspired. It just feels like, okay, it's just the next Lego thing to do before yeah. we go real big, because I'm telling you, Warner Brothers has tons of properties that they can build with Legos. Lord of the Rings, Scooby-Doo. By the way, that Scooby-Doo set right there, I think that's $100. I'm not even bullshitting.
No, it is.
Yeah, oh, geez, so I didn't see that incorrect.
No, that's right.
It ain't nothing but a van. But they have a lot that they can go into and pull from. So I think this is the one that they're testing out before they really go deep into bringing some of the more popular properties back in.
Yeah. Like, it feels like they were just scraping the bottom of the barrel, because with the Lego movie, like, you had an original story, and you also had, like, things that were coming in that you were familiar with, like Lord of the Rings pops up, Batman pops up, Wonder Woman, all the DC characters pop up. So you're like, oh, I'm cool with this. And then, of course, they make the Batman movie, which fits the theme of Batman, and everybody loves them, and they did a good job of the writing and quick comedic jokes and timing. But with this one, it's just like, all right, we kind of ran out of steam, and we just need to make this and put it out now while we're still riding off that Batman train.
Yeah, because it was very quick.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's kind of rushed, don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah, it's like they're pulling toys from a much more shallow toy box.
Yeah.
It, like, within the first 15 minutes, you kind of see everything that they're going to do with it. And this is the first one of these, like, right from the gate, right out of the gate, it feels like a commercial, because it's a little kid walking into the shop from Gremlins, playing with Legos, talking mm-hmm. to Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
And, while all the other ones, obviously, it's a Lego movie, but it felt like they were trying to make an entertaining movie out of it. This feels almost like an ad at points.
Yeah, with the Lego movie, with the whole, you know, the jumping into real life as opposed to Legos, it felt earned when it happened in the first one. Mm-hmm. And this one is just like, all right, it's there, just accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was a reveal in the first one. Yeah. And it tied into the story.
Yeah, and I thought that that's what they were going to do with this.
Yeah.
I thought, because I came in a little bit late and saw that it was live action, I thought, wow, that'd be cool if they tied it back to the original Lego movie, which they really didn't do.
No, and then it was weird because, like, in the first one, you have all the Lego sets down in that basement where Will Ferrell is, so it makes sense that he's playing with the toys. Mm-hmm. But in this one, all I saw was just two Lego pieces in the story being told. So I'm like
Jackie Chan had just two little Lego man that he stole from some kids.
Yeah. Where's all this shit coming from?
He told this kid a story for an hour and a half.
And the worst aquarium in the world.
Yeah.
Well, this kid clearly has no parents. Yeah. Come looking for him, like, where the hell have you been this whole time?
Yeah, with this old man right here. Yeah. Put your ass on out of here.
Tell me a Mogwai.
A Lego Mogwai. Lego Gremlins. Yeah. Which there are Lego Gremlins out there.
They were in Lego Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I also noticed that there is a, when I said that Legos try to get deep, with every Lego movie that they, like, strippers, they must love Legos, because every movie has had daddy issues in it. Nah. Have you noticed this?
Yes. But okay, all the Lego movies and almost every movie we've seen this year that's been a big blockbuster has been a daddy issue movie.
It's there in Batman, obviously. It's a little more of a surprise in the first Lego movie, but it is there.
Yeah.
It's in that deep. It's almost like there's one producer who keeps making these movies so he can sort out his issues that he had with his father.
Yeah. Right. I guess it's cheaper than therapy. Maybe.
This is his therapy. Actually, this is the most expensive therapy that you're going to have. And throughout the movie, that's the theme. What is his name? Lloyd, or as he's called, Lloyd. Who's voiced
that joke
by,
is so old.
I know. They've been doing that before. Who's voiced by James Franco, who you can identify. Dave Franco.
Dave Franco?
I thought you could hear that right off the bat.
No. Most of the voices I couldn't tell. And then when it was all said and done, because usually I'm like, oh, who was it? I want to stick around and see. But with this, I was like, I don't care.
I didn't know.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm out. Yeah, man. I looked at this, and he was the one whose voice I could recognize immediately.
Yeah.
But
Kumail Nanjiani was the one for me.
But throughout the movie, there's this whole thing with him just whining about not having Lloyd, whining about just his daddy doesn't love him, and all the other characters, he's trying to hide it from everybody, and everybody's like, man, you talk about this shit every time we fight. You know, so we know what's going on with you.
Watching you and your father.
The vulnerability.
You got so emotional.
Emotions were the last thing that was going on out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, Lloyd. Nobody's parents are perfect.
I mean, my mom is weird and collects seashells. Your dad levels cities and attacks innocent people. So, they've all got their quirks, you know?
You know, I like that these movies try to get deep with this, but, you know, it's also a theme that's starting to become very recognizable in these movies. And it's also getting to the point where it's a little disturbing, because the issues, the daddy issues, they get a little more harsh with every movie. Garmadon in the movie, he is, when I say he's an asshole, he is an asshole in every bit of my description, because...
No, he is a villain.
Well, he is a villain.
I mean, at least they did stick by that.
Yeah. You know what? You know, I do appreciate that he's a villain. He's a villain, and he's supposed to do villainous things in this film. And that kind of, he goes a little bit hardcore for a Lego movie.
Hey, look, you guys got to think for yourselves. I'm not your father, all right?
Is that a weird thing for him to say to us?
General number one, do you want to be a follower or do you want to be a leader?
Leader?
How dare you?
I need a follower! Actually, he was very right to do that. I'll take a lesson, everyone.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that part.
I can relate very well. But you know what? I also understand, because what he did, that's what villains do.
Yeah.
They're supposed to do that. But... a father, like, he takes pride in being, takes pride, brags about being a deadbeat dad. He brags about running off on his kid. He brags about not paying child support. When he's confronted by his son said, why'd you leave? Why don't you like me? He's just kind of like, because you were an ugly baby. I don't like babies. I want to live my goddamn life. That's why. I mean, you know, it's kind of cold the way it's handled.
It's cold, but it's consistent. I mean, the thing about this movie is that it's really just a collection of cliche trope after trope after trope with a shit ton of false sentimentality piled on top of it. But the one thing it did was be consistent and follow through with the villain was an asshole, is an asshole, is an asshole from the beginning to the very end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, and you know what? I'm just saying, I'm not saying that that it's funny to be a deadbeat dad, but it was funny here.
I mean, the thing about him was the whole time I was like, okay, so he's basically Lego Batman just turned all the way up.
Yeah,
he is. Yeah, to the point where his voice kind of sounds like Will Arnett.
And it's Justin Theroux. Yeah. I thought it was Will Arnett too.
Yeah, I was like, this guy's doing a poor impersonation of Will Arnett.
It sounds just like Will Arnett.
It's funny how being a deadbeat dad is much funny when you build it in Legos, you know, which in this movie, but when you think about it, it's like, wow, this is really, really harsh. Like if I was a kid watching this, and I'm not going to get too deep, but it's not anything that's going to disturb your kid. But I was just thinking, man, if I knew that my dad was not around or walked out on me, or I never met my father. I was like around 9 or 8 years old watching this. I'd be like, shit, is that my dad?
You know, it is one of those movies where, I mean, so often, yeah, you guys are right. How often this theme comes up in other movies. But this would be the one where if that happened to you, it could really get you down.
Yeah.
I mean, because it just hammers it home over and over and over again. Kid, your dad does not love you.
He hates you.
Yeah. That's life.
Yeah, he's not off being an astronaut or a secret agent or a cowboy. He just doesn't like you. Yeah. He's out enjoying himself without you there.
Yeah, that's what the movie told this kid. I want to live my life, and you were not a part of it. Some kids are going to go home from this movie and try to build a dad out of Legos.
They can't afford it.
They would turn out to be an asshole like this Lego dad.
Man, you were right about that. I just thought about it. Going to the Lego store is like going into to buy a car.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you check your credit references.
Yeah, I'm done.
You might as well build a car out of Legos, just drive off in it. But you know something, with all the stuff we're talking about, because yeah, it does not come anywhere close to Batman or the Lego movie, and the reason why is for you really nailed it. Patrick, when you said that, this does feel like more of a commercial. Mm-hmm. It, you know, it does feel like, okay, it worked before. Now let's churn them out. Not actually take the time to make them as clever as they can be. But I will say that it's still moments where that that pattern, the things that they are regurgitating, works. The fast-paced humor worked for me. There are moments where it is clever. You know, they're doing so many jokes. I think what happens here is that those jokes, the ratio of those jokes just don't hit as much as the other Batman movie and the Lego movie. Mm-hmm. But there were moments, again, here where it like in this scene, it literally caught me by surprise, which is what you'll see at the end of this scene here.
These elemental powers are why I choose you to form the secret ninja force. It is the highest level that you can achieve as a ninja.
And what about me? What am I?
Your elemental power is green.
Don't think it's an element, though.
Lloyd.
Can I be gold?
No.
Wind isn't taken. Can I be wind?
No.
Earth, green, and fire. Rolls right off the tongue.
Lloyd.
Could I be the element of surprise?
No. That's the future ninja.
Surprise!
That was
that made me laugh.
That
too.
If you
lost your shit at that point. I was like, man.
Man, well, there was one dude who was sitting next to me, another critic, and the whole time he kind of smiled, but with that, we like, that's where he lost it. I mean, it's a small, like, there, it literally catches you by surprise because there's so much that's happening that you don't expect. And I like that. And the other thing that worked for me is that they continue to actually acknowledge that these are Legos come to life, at least what the story we're telling, who live in a Lego town, which means that they are little toys, little sentient toys that, you know, are still affected by whatever happens in the real world. One of the funniest things that happened to me that caught me completely off guard in this movie was when they had the laser pointer.
Yeah.
And they talked about how this laser pointer is the ultimate weapon for this particular reason here.
Here it comes!
What have you done?
Yes!
He's so cute.
You know, I laughed out loud at that part.
Man,
the whole thing with the cat caught me off guard.
I challenge you.
That shit pissed me off.
Why?
I was hot, man. I was like, all right, this already feels like a commercial to me, and now you're just pandering to cat people. I was like, this shit, I didn't feel like that was imaginative at all, because the second that cat popped up when we first saw him, I was like, that's going to pop right back up in this movie.
But
and
it
then
made
when the
sense.
Laser pointer came out, I was like, all right. It don't make sense, because we never saw a Lego table in his little shop.
But there's a cat in his shop. And he's telling a Lego story. You know what? It doesn't matter that it is to be like, we don't have to sit in the real world. It's still acknowledging that this is something that can be affected by the real world. And I just thought this cat, look, I thought the cat
but
scene
all the
was
crazy
funny.
Shit going on in this movie, that's the one that hung you up.
No,
cat,
no,
that
I'm
made
saying,
you mad.
I'm not saying
fuck that,
I'm not saying that I was hung up on. I was just like, all right, I already feel like this is a commercial, and now I just feel like you're pandering to me. Like, there was other moments in this movie I feel like I was being pandered towards as well, but like, I feel like that was one of the major ones.
I'll give you credit for one thing. I do think they run that joke into the ground.
Oh, absolutely.
At first, it's hilarious,
and then
they keep cutting back to it. It's like, okay, it was really funny the first time.
Yeah, like when you first see the cat, I'm like, all right, like he's like, that's my cat. And he's like, is it real? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, that's kind of funny. And then it comes back. I was like, all right, you're kind of doing it. And then it just kept going on. I'm like,
I loved it, man. I loved it. It made me laugh every time.
It made me laugh out loud because it's early enough in the movie where I was like, hey, maybe they're going to just keep doing cool shit like this that's going to make this kind of weird.
You know what? I'm not disagreeing with you because I thought so too that they would probably have another gag that came in, like a hand or something, or somebody stepped on it.
Yeah.
But you know, they kept the cat going, and I don't know if they're trying to pander or not a commercial, because they're not trying to sell cats. You know, Legos, I'll give you. I'll give you the Legos.
But weren't they though?
That may be cat humor, but I ain't trying to get you to buy a cat.
Come on, man, it's the internet. What's the one thing you could put up there and somebody will love instantly?
That's true.
And cats. It worked. I mean, it just made me laugh every time because that cat, it was treated like it was a giant creature like Godzilla, and it had that one expression on his face the whole time when it was tearing up shit. It looked like a mentally challenged Godzilla tearing up the city, and I loved it. It just made me laugh, and I thought maybe it's not the most clever thing when they keep repeating it, but yeah, it got me. I every time he came on, I did laugh. So, you know what? I guess to conclude with this is that, you know, with me, what's up?
I just like you're giving a dissertation.
So look how I'm dressed, man.
I know. That's why it's funny.
You know, so in conclusion, despite Professor Goodwin's complaints about cats, I thoroughly enjoyed this. You know, but no, you know what? Because right. I'll tell you, the reason why I'm giving it a little more credit than it even probably deserves is that I don't think it's anything that's terrible, and I think it still works. It might not have the same number of jokes that hit, especially for the adults that are watching it, but I do believe it still works on a family level. I still think that there are enough jokes out there that will at least, maybe adults won't always laugh out loud like they did in the previous movies, but they will smile. They will feel a little charmed by this. You know, they'll be put in a good mood. And that's what I have to say is, like, it didn't put me in a bad mood. I didn't come in here to criticize this too hard. It made me feel, it took a little relief off of me, made me feel a little happy. And for that, and kids will like this very much. You know, I think this is more geared towards them. So it feels like that and it works. I hope with some of the other movies that they come out with, maybe they can do one for kids. Maybe they can do one that's like more family oriented like they did with Batman. But for right now, I'll give this a matinee. Not a low matinee, but I did enjoy it enough to think that if you take your kid to see it, you both will have an experience of family night out where it will pay off for you. It will be nice. Who wants to take it now?
Sure, I'll go. Sure. I think we all agree that this is hands down the weakest of the three thus far. But I agree with you, Corey, in that there were a couple of jokes in here that did make me laugh. The scene with the cat made me laugh. There's a gag with the Wilhelm scream that actually made me laugh. Yeah.
You know what? And I'm glad you mentioned that because it took Legos to finally acknowledge how annoying that's getting now.
Yeah. So there are a handful of moments like that that got me, that made me laugh like pretty good. But at the end of the day, unlike the other ones, it does feel like it's pandering more. It feels more like a commercial. And it doesn't have as good of a joke ratio. Like Lego Batman, almost every single joke in that movie works on some level. There are a handful, actually more than a handful, there are a good number of jokes here that just fall kind of flat. And the voice cast isn't as good as it was in the other two. But for the parts that worked for me, it skates by on a matinee. It's almost rental, but it made me laugh enough to give it a matinee.
Yeah, I think we kind of feel the same. What about you guys? Who wants to go?
I do feel like this movie is geared for a young audience, a very young audience, a very young Japanese audience, a very young Japanese audience with ADD. I remember seeing the trailer for this when we saw it. I think it was Storks that had that long trailer for it. And I was
Storks?
Yeah. Storks. But you don't remember the chicken thing before Storks?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember like not digging that too much. So I didn't have high hopes coming into this, but it was way below what I even thought I might get. After what seemed like an okay opening, it was just one tired thing after the next, after the next, after the next. And I do remember watching a little bit of the Ninjago TV show because it was on before something I liked to watch, so I would catch some of it. And I remember getting some chuckles out of that. Here, maybe I got two or three, and the cat joke was funny, but the rest of it, I was just like, man, y'all are just not trying. There's eight writers on this thing, and it's like everybody just pitched a joke. You tell one, you tell one, you tell one, you tell one. Just going in there and like, man, it's got a low hit ratio. And the thing is, I'm like, well, you know what? I never want to – I don't like giving kids movies like super low ratings, like some old bullshit, because it's just like, look, it's not made for me. And I know there's some who'll be out there who'll enjoy it, but – I'm afraid I gotta go with some old bullshit because I found that after 20 minutes, I just wanted this to be over.
Really, old bullshit?
Oh yeah. No, I was happy once they got out of the city, once they got out of Ninjago, because I was like, okay, finally, there's not just pieces flying around constantly and noise and beats hitting my ear. But when we got onto that story, I'm like, well, all right, this whole father-son thing is kind of interesting, but everything I thought that worked in this movie, they also managed to run into the ground. They just couldn't let anything go. It's too random and haphazard. I didn't have any kind of real enjoyment in this at all.
Okay, a little harsh, but all right.
Sorry.
That's your rating. I don't apologize. But yeah, there are a couple. I did get a couple of laughs in this movie. I did think when they showed the android kid, the robot kid, when he had that joke about the internet, I thought that was funny. And there were a couple of sight gags in there I thought worked really well. But like like Gert said earlier, this voice cast isn't up to snuff compared to any of the Lego movies. Like the other one was starring like Chris Pratt and what's their name from Elizabeth Banks and all of them. Mm-hmm. So you're like, all right. And then Lego Batman had Michael Cera and Will Arnett. So like everything feels, you know, like there was some kind of effort put into it. It feels like they just threw these people in the booth and told them read your lines, because I don't feel like they had a director in this. Jackie Chan's lines were read so bad.
They were.
This is like, just read this. And you will go to the hill. And fly. I was like, what? Okay, you're not going to try. I'm fine with that. Whatever. But yeah, it just felt really haphazard and put together. I did not appreciate the cat coming in there. I didn't like.
Well, obviously, time, yeah, we remember
I didn't
that.
Like, I didn't like every time they talked about the ultimate weapon. They showed some little vignette before. Oh, ultimate weapon, the internet shit. I'm like, all right, you're just pandering to me now. Yeah. And it does feel more like a commercial. And it feels like they just threw this together because they were riding the wave off of Lego Batman, and that's what this feels like.
Yeah, I thought they were like, hey, we got two good ones out, and while everybody's still pumped up about Batman, we got this one that was going to go straight to video, but shit, throw it in the theater. Let's try to grab this money.
And that's what it is, man. Like I wish this could have been a better movie, because I really enjoyed the Lego movie, and I love Lego Batman. But this was just it fell flat for me. I'm not gonna go as low as a somewhat bullshit. It's a rental for me.
I hear. Well, there you go, folks.
This or Boss Baby.
Yeah. No, you know what? This
no.
Yeah, Boss. did he get Boss Baby some more bullshit?
Yeah, he
well,
yeah.
Hey man, the Nut Job 2 still reigns. Best family animated movie of the year.
You are so cheap. You are such a low rent rat fuck piece of shit.
Damn.
Well, sir, that's not.
I mean, he give what I say, like a matinee or some shit. You're like the squirrel. Come on, the squirrel scratched the bat.
No, I did not. I gave that a rental.
No. Okay.
By the way, sir, you don't have to use such language right now. We're gentlemen in this room.
Don't do that to you.
Y'all do that to me all the time.
Go like, well,
man,
you gave this movie.
Man, y'all
sort of
are on my ass about even movies that people like. Well, yeah, ain't no, Don't Breathe, Skull Island. Man, y'all, ain't no Lights Out. Movies that people like.
I'm gonna get
my petty shit in wherever I want to.
I don't do that to you.
Let me take my glasses off, sir. Oh,
very like you, sir.
Yes, it is. Forget all the gentleman shit. Fuck you. Yeah.
Hey, call him a rat. Fuck. You give a rat a bushy tail and you love him, man.
That's what he got me for that hurt. Man, you are a rat fuck piece of shit. I was like, wow. He pulled out all the stops.
You squirrel fuck.
He went.
I was chairman Mike Tyson. I'm sorry.
I'll fuck you till you love me. I'll eat your asshole alive. Wow, man. I ain't gonna lie. I enjoyed that. Man, you are a rat fuck piece of shit.
That's a great insight.
Hey, man, I appreciate that one. Even when it's directed towards me, that's some passion. When you are a rat fuck, when you are compared to rats fucking. Good one, man. That's why I do that shit sometimes.
Oh, I know. You that's, love it.
Man, that was love right there.
I feel like we got to watch The Nut Job 2 just to vindicate him and see if it is as bad as he says it is.
We'll watch that when he watches Unthinkable.
Oh, yeah. I got to watch a good movie, so you'll watch a bad movie? Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I thought you liked The Nut Job 2.
I actually do like it. Yeah,
wait a second.
See,
at least sitting through Ninjago, I was like, I could be watching Captain Underpants right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I would so much rather watch that than what we watched.
Oh, God. I did not like that.
Oh, you guys.
What, The Adventures of You and Goodwin when you were young?
Look at this shit. Hey, really, I didn't even see the movie. That was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
You two. Oh, let's see what we got here now. Hey, The Punisher.
She's making me depressed.
You go and run around in y'all's underpants.
That's not how that movie goes.
That's how my movie goes.
I haven't felt this good in a long time.
Lloyd, are you okay?
Yeah, I think it was my arm. Is it bad? Is it bad? I don't want to look. A scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it?
Oh, I'd say it's about a 7-point arm ripped off.
This film is not yet rated.